Welcome back, everyone. This is a True Perspective New Believers podcast / Bible study. We're going to do something a little different. Usually we read a Psalms and a Proverb every new chapter, but we're going to do what's called the midweek encouragement. So we're going to be coming out of Psalms 119, and we're going to read verses 102 to 105. You want to read that for me, Jacob?
Yes, sir. All right, Psalm 119, 102. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though your precepts, through your precepts, I get my understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yeah, that what really stood out to me was how it says, how he says, come and taste, right? Your words are sweet to my mouth. What really stands out to me, that verse we use, my wife makes these little candy bags for Halloween. Because, you know, I used to be that super religious jerk that shut off the lights and, you know, get away from my yard, you know. But now I just see it as an opportunity to share the gospel. So my wife prints out those little scriptures and makes candy bags. And so now when the kids get their candy, they see Psalm 119, whatever verse that is, and everyone knows Psalms. Mm-hmm. So they look that up, and then it says, your words are sweet to my mouth like honey. So now the kids are seeing Halloween and the Word of God.
They're getting a taste of it.
They're getting a taste of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a pretty good idea,
mm-hmm. right?
For Halloween. We're a big Halloween family, so it's been a weird transition,
right?
You know, from going from putting whatever, you know, whatever the new thing was.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyways.
Yeah. We were the same way. We would decorate the house and do a lot of stuff and then just kind of got rid of everything.
Yeah, that's how I was real. Like I said, I used to be that guy shut the door, but many people want to preach the gospel to the nations and go across the world, but they can't even go across the street and open up their door and tell people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing, man. You know, every day is the day of the Lord, whether it's Halloween, whether it's Easter, whether all these holidays, they're all pagan, man, if you think about it. But to me, it's just an opportunity to share the gospel. To share what Jesus has done for me in my life and what he's done in my family's life and what he's doing in our lives and how we're overcoming our daily struggles and our daily situations.
Amen.
Yeah. To remind them that sickness won't end in death.
Amen.
Amen.
So 102, this psalm is actually really awesome if you look at it, right? So he's saying, I have not departed from your judgments, your ordinances, right? So the things that you have spoken, God. And then he's saying, for you yourself have taught me. So you want God to be your teacher. Well, how do you do that? You know, get into his word, right?
Yep. Study him.
Study about him. Study his precepts. Because I'm telling you, everything that he says to do, it's for our benefit.
You got to apply it to the test afterwards.
The
word.
What he says to do.
Yeah, he says the teacher. I'm saying, like as a teacher, I'm saying in the teacher mode, you got to apply those words and put them in test.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, look at King David, right? I think, is he the one that wrote this one? Yeah, so, I mean, just think about him. He was trying to be obedient to God, right? He wouldn't even kill King Saul when he had the right to because he feared God. And so, like, he knew everything that God, his word, right, and everything that God had ordained, his judgments, he wanted to follow that because he knew that it was the best, right? So he's saying how God himself has taught him, right? More than likely that was through his word and maybe even just spending time with God, right, in prayer and worship and all that stuff. Because King David used to write poetry to God. He would sing to God. Just had that relationship with him, right? And then he's saying, how sweet are your words to my taste? So like literally, like to have this desire for God's word is that's where I want to be, right? That's where we should all want to be, is just have that desire for his word. Not just like hearing from him. I know a lot of people look really want that, which is great, you know, of course. But this is his word too.
Yeah.
You know, like dig into it. Once you realize like how awesome it is and how it'll change your life, how it'll make you a better person, make you a better leader, better husband, better wife, better child, all those things. And you get to like really find these little truths that are in there about God. Man, you know what he's talking about at that point. Your words are sweet to my taste. sweeter than honey to my mouth, right? So he's saying honey back then was like their candy, right?
Yeah.
So he's saying, you know, I love your word even more than I love candy, right? So like imagine all the wisdom that King David's gleaning from the Bible, right? And that's why he loves it so much, or the Old Testament, whatever they had back then, the portion that he had. Through your precepts, I get understanding, right? So through, let's see what precepts means. Through your statutes, right? Through your commandments. His ordinances, I get understanding. So now he's learning wisdom by what God's commanding, right? And I think Proverbs even says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? So you want to get wise, see the rule, the commands that God has, they're there for a reason. The rules that he has, right? They're there for a reason. And if you understand the what he's really trying to tell you in that, you're going to get wiser by default.
I think this is the main reason why we even started the podcast, right? So that we get new believers to understand the Bible a little bit better. Now we take it a step further and we start looking for what is God really talking to me? How's he talking to me? And what does he want me to do? Mm-hmm. And if like we're reading this, what you just mentioned right now, Jacob, that he's telling you, this is, you know, this is how you do it, or this is the way I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get it. And most readers, even myself, won't get it until you start digging in deeper, right? That means listening to podcasts like this so that you get the understanding of what you're reading,
right?
Right? To break it down for you. And so, you know, I'm hoping that the new readers do like, just like I am, dig a little bit deeper and then let somebody who has a little bit more knowledge explain it to you so that you can understand it and get a clear understanding of what God's telling you.
Yeah. And I think he knows our heart too, right? So like, again, I think we said this before, if you're just reading your Bible to check the box because somebody told you you should,
right?
You're probably not gonna get too much out of it. Or if you approach it with doubt in your heart that I'm not going to get anything out of it, I've already tried to read the Bible, right? You're not going to get anything out of it. But if you approach it with, Lord, I just want to know about you. I want to know about your word. Like, what does it say? Teach me what you're trying to say, right? Or what you're actually saying. You're going to get something out of it. I guarantee it, right? Because God hears our prayers and he answers, right?
Well, that's why he says in verse 104, right? Mm-hmm. From the law, he gains understanding. Therefore, he hates every false way. Mm-hmm. Why does he hate every false way? Because he gets understanding from the commandments. He gets that new information in his brain. So, of course, he's going to hate everything that's bad because now he's got all the good things in his mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every false way, right? So, like, what is a false way? Anything outside of what God said is true. Right. And so, of course, you know, when you start to understand what God's saying, you're going to hate everything that's contrary to that because it's really a lie. Right. And it's going to trip you up. That's why he's saying, I hate every false way. But again, that's everything that is contradictory to what God said. So he's saying, I hate everything that's not the truth. And the truth is whatever God says, you know, even if our minds can't comprehend it, if God's word says that, that's the truth.
And then he sums it all up right there in the next verse, right? Your word is a lamp to my feet. So it guides us. It directs us, right? That's what this whole little passage is talking about. And then it says, a light to my path. Like Brother Ben always says, right? The word is a lamp. It's like a candle. So it directs you a few feet in front of you here and there every day, day by day. But then it's a light to your path. And that light there is like lightning. Whew. Quick. So it's going to give you that quick, your destiny. You're going to see it real fast, you know, but you got to be in the word to know, to be guided day by day, to know where your destiny is because God's only going to show it quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
That path that you're on is like lightning, but you have to be in your word day after day so you could be guided and directed by it.
Yep. Yeah, no, that is so true. You know, you think about it. I mean, that's just how God works. Like he'll show you the end, but he don't show you the whole journey. He'll show you enough to get you through day by day. Right. And that's so cool how God works, how he works like that, you know, because really, and then it requires faith on your part that he's going to bring it about what he's spoken, you know, and then he's not giving you what has Brother Ben said, not the how, but the what.
Yeah.
Right. So you'll get to know the what, but you ain't gonna get to know the how. That's you leave that part to God, right? And so it's pretty awesome. God's word is just so perfect and there's so much good stuff in here. So
yeah.
All right. So we'll go over to Proverbs. Proverbs 20. Today is April 20th. So we're gonna go to Proverbs 20.
All right, I got it.
First, we'll do the first 10.
You want me to go first 10?
Yeah.
All right, this is out of the NIV. Excuse me. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. A king's wrath spikes terror like a roar of a lion. Those who anger him forfeit their lives. It is one to honor to avoid strife. It is one's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Sluggards do not plow in season, so at harvest time they look but find nothing. The purpose of a person's heart are deep waters. The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. The righteous lead blameless lives. Blessed are their children after them. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. And the last one is differing weights and differing measures. The Lord detests them both. I like that one.
Yeah, that's why I love Proverbs. There's like literally every verse is like so much wisdom that you could just really take in.
Very fatherly. Very fatherly. Sure. And logical, like very innocent. I mean, they can be mean, but if you just listen to, like, they can be whispers too. Like,
oh yeah.
You can be like, you can read it as capitals.
Right. And you got to take it like God the Father is sitting you down, trying to give you wisdom for life. Right. Yeah. Cause I think it was King Solomon, right, who wrote this to his son. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, the greater example was God writing it to us on how to live a good life and these different, you know, things that keep us on the straight and narrow because it's good for us.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what he's trying to tell us. Is there any verse that you particularly like?
I mean, there's a few, but what I like too is they're all real easy to understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, but one that really sticks out to me, and mainly because someone was else talking about it, and I was watching some other commentary, but it was about the one with the weights and measures, mm-hmm. where God wants us to apply it equally on both ends.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to get truth.
Right.
And that kind of goes with today's things where people just aren't talking, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. There's so much division, but we apply the law and everything else unequally to those things. You know, it's like an unfair advantage for some people,
yeah.
and than others. And just kind of reminds you that love beats all that. You can like trump it with love,
yeah.
you know, and, but that's, you know, that's the Lord detests both of those differing weights and differing measures. He wants them all the same.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys took that.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think the same thing. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's like so many ways to look at this stuff. Cause you could look at it just in the natural, right? Like he's saying, you know, cheating somebody, like diverse weights and diverse measures, right? Cause they would weigh things out,
yeah.
right? How they would buy stuff. And so he could be talking about that, or he's talking, like you're saying, the deeper meaning right behind that and what that would look like.
I didn't even know that they measured things like that, like with weights.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that culture.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was okay.
But yeah, there's just so much in here. You know, like I remember when I first came back to the Lord, I would dig into Proverbs and it was like he was deconstructing me and the way I used to think. You know, like I used to love drinking, right? With my friends, we would just literally get together and just get drunk, right? Like everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but then you read verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. And then I started to think back, like, man, everything bad that's happened to my family, usually alcohol was involved. And now I look at it a different way, you know? And then even like verse 3, I was always brought up like, protect your family. Don't let anybody disrespect you. All those sort of things, right? But then read verse 3. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, right? Since any fool can start a quarrel.
Yeah.
So it's saying like the stronger man is the one who's going to stop this fight, you know, versus somebody who's just going to get in this fight. Any fool can get in a fight. But the one who stops it, that's an honorable man. And then 2, verse 4, you know, the lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. And now I'm thinking like, okay, so we work hard so that we can have things. Lord, that's what you're saying, right? Because that honors him. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
This would be the grasshopper and the ant.
But also, yeah, right.
The fable.
But also doing his work.
Yeah.
You know, and hoping that we bring others to him. And then hopefully we'll get a reward later, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's the thing, that's what it's talking about. Is you're not going to see the fruit of the work you're putting in right now.
Right.
No.
You know?
Right.
And like, I remember the last job that I had, it was just straight acquisition AT&T, right? So I had to call customers that didn't have AT&T and try to get them to AT&T. it's freaking hard, you know, but I seen and I learned, like, if I just for a week period, if I just stop doing the calls I'm supposed to do, I'm not going to have sales 6 months later, you know, because that's like the sales cycle. So I noticed, like, okay, I need to put in the work now so I can continually have the results, right? That's what I'm saying. It's just like so much wisdom that is practical for today is in here.
It's all about how to live your life, man. How to how to live a life that's conducting, you know what I mean, a godly life. Mm-hmm. And verse 5 too, right? A plan in the heart of a man is like deep waters, man. It's that plan that we have. It could be good, right? The plan for this podcast, the plan to do all these things. It could be so deep. It's inside of us. We want to do all this stuff, right? But a man of understanding draws it out. But the man who understands these things, he's the one that draws it out. He's the one that draws it out of the inside. Yeah, I might plan all day. I want to do this podcast. I want to go across the world. I want to serve you. I want to do this. I want to do that. But that's foolish. But if I'm really understanding what I want to do for the Lord, he'll help me draw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Help me draw it out.
I didn't know that Proverbs was written for where you said
King Solomon.
Solomon wrote it for his son.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned right now, this is like a father type of session here that he's trying to teach his son. And if you go to 7, it says,
No, I'm just, when you're talking about that, like I feel it's crazy because I feel like, you know, sometimes we're not the best fathers. And I'm like, man, I should be reading this with my son every night, sitting down here reading this with him.
But not only just reading that, but just look at 7. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him.
Yeah.
Why is that? To me, I'm taking it, if I'm doing the right thing and I'm walking the right path, who's going to be watching me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. My son, my kids are going to be looking at me and they're going to follow my example. But if I'm sitting there drinking and doing drugs, what are they going to do? They're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? But if I'm being righteous and I'm walking the walk that God wants me to do, my kids are going to get blessed because they're going to follow.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, because you think about it, our children are just reflections of us. You know what I mean? Like when you look at our child, and we're looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
So you're right. If we walk righteously, we walk according to how we are supposed to walk as Christians, right?
Yeah.
Then, of course, our children are going to be blessed. They're going to be happy. They're going to live a life wanting to live like that, wanting to do good, wanting to live for Jesus. They want to know who God is. Because why? Because we're their example.
Yeah. I met up with Kelly the other day, kind of on the same subject, and we were talking about our kids and, like, where we are now. And this kind of reminded me of it because we're talking about, like, father and kids right now. But it was, I just told him how I thank God every day that we don't have to apply the mercies and the grace to our kids that was applied to us because of the crap we did. You know what I mean? They're not doing the same things we did.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I thank God that they don't have to go through this because, you know what I mean? Like, we've learned, you know what I mean? We've gained that knowledge and that fear of the Lord that we don't want our kids to get that and or have that. And so we know that if we've eliminated it,
Yeah, man, I think that's where you have to be honest with them too, because think about it. I notice a lot of people who go to this end of the spectrum where they're messing up a lot in their youth. They're the ones that come to the Lord, you know, and they really love him. So that's like a prayer that I always pray, like, Lord, let them love you, right? And follow you and want to serve you without having to go through the things that I went through, right? Yeah. Without having to fall on their face and like learn for themselves. Blessing. You know what I'm saying? But that's where I think we have to be open with them, talk to them about the mistakes we made, talk about the consequences that happened, you know, and they can see that. Like, okay, well, Dad, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, this, I mean, verse 7 is just awesome, you know, because even like there's another side to this too. And that's what I was trying to tell my family. We were doing Bible study. We think like, okay, a little bit of sin here, a little bit of sin here, not a big deal. I can get drunk, right? I can go do a little bit of drugs, go do a little partying, go do whatever, a little fornication, right? But you don't see the effect it's going to have on your kids later, you know, all of a sudden now they're doing a lot of things worse than you were doing, right? But you didn't realize, well, it's built up. They were watching you all through their childhood, you know? So like sin, you might not feel the consequences now, but I promise you there's going to be effects later on, whether that's in your life, more than likely, or in your kid's life, right?
Yeah.
Because a little bit of sin that you think is a little bit, you know, they might take that little bit of sin and it becomes bigger.
Exactly.
Right. And it moves on to not just drinking. Now they're doing drugs. Mm-hmm. Not only, oh, I want to sell drugs too. Yeah. I want to do. So then it just goes and it just, that cancer just spreads. Right.
Then they don't want to look at you in your eyes. And then it just, right. You know, every shame, well, everything else, your kids, and then it just builds up.
You know, it brings up another point, which is a total different subject, but it's accountability, you know, of those parents. You know, so
that didn't happen in one day, right?
No.
But I mean, again, I want to be careful how we talk, right? Because like, there's even pastors who are like good, solid biblical pastors, and their kids, they come out and they're totally disobedient, right? And they're doing crazy stuff and whatever else, and some even commit suicide. You know, so in the end, it's really a grace of God. That's why I make prayer over my kids a priority, because you can give a kid the best life, you know, and then they turn out totally opposite of what you would have expected.
Right.
So in the end, you know, you got to take it to God, but follow his principles because they're there for a reason.
But you bring up a great point about life itself. And if we go back to 10, where it talks about weights and measures, right? And I think I brought this up with you before. You got to balance your life out. So we have a lot of pastors that devote their entire life to
ministry.
Right. But then they forget about their family. They forget about their wife. They forget about their kids. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? Their kids astray. And then they get involved in drinking and drugs. Mm-hmm. And
so it's almost like another form of isolation.
It is.
In a weird way.
You know, the weights and measures of everything to me. And like I've talked to Jake before about this. I said, you got to balance everything out.
Yeah.
It can't just be all about the ministry. You got your family. You got your wife. You got your kids. You got work.
Because even ministry can become an idol.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's taking place of you and your relationship with God, right? And just whatever else he has for you. And you're thinking that I have to do all this for God or else, you know, that's an idol.
Yeah.
Like ministry should just be a fruit that flows from you because of your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, but yeah, I remember that conversation. That's something I still remember, you know, because like, yeah, I can't. I think my wife told me one time, like, you're going on this walk with God, but you're leaving us behind. And I was like, dang. You know, like it's so true.
Mm-hmm. That's like a big need after this accident, because after my accident, man, the brotherhood and all the brothers are great. They brother Ben, everybody. I got a lawyer. The SOTC provided me a lawyer. They provided my family with dinner for weeks, and it was great. But that ends. You know what I mean? My son was the one helping me walk. My wife was there. My family was there day after day, seeing me through my pain, seeing me through the struggles. And now they're seeing me doing this. They're seeing me, they see me fall and slip and abuse my medication here and there, but they see me overcome it. Mm-hmm. They see me what I've gone through in the world. They see me come out of that. They see me go through this crazy accident, and then they see me fall, but they see me come out of that. My family. So now I'm sticking to my family. I love my brothers. I love you guys. I'm going to be here. But how can we do ministry with our family?
Yeah. Right. Bring them in.
Bring them in.
Right. Yeah. Family is such a blessing.
Yeah. And then on 9 too, who can say I've kept my heart pure? I am clean without sin. I like it because it's a reminder that we're not perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, don't worry about all these things that I'm telling you. I mean, not worry about them, but to know that it's okay to apply these to you because they're going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you're not perfect.
You're never going to be perfect. And I think that's another big part of raising the family too, is like making sure they understand, I don't think I'm perfect. You know, I'm not going to be the perfect father all the time, the perfect husband, but you know, I need grace. That's why we all serve Jesus. That's why we all love Jesus, right? Because he provides that grace.
Yeah. Strive to be like Jesus.
Amen.
And like, I always ask myself, like, what is grace? You know what I mean? Like, we always talk about that grace, you know, God's grace. Like, how do I feel when that happens? Like, grace, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm cheerful, I'm thankful, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just happy, right? I'm blessed. God's divine favor is poured in my life, and now I'm able to apply that to my life, and I'm able to give grace to others by my life. When people look at me and they're like, man, he's so graceful. And he's so thankful. He's so cheerful. I want some of that. Now I'm going to apply it to my life. This is what we're doing here. That's all we're doing, is trying to be an example for the newer believers to walk Because it's just tough, man. Oh, yeah. It's a hard life. My dad always used to tell me, being born is easy, dying is easy, but living is hard, you know? Yeah. It's freaking hard, it's man.
True. That's just not. I was gonna say I should go in here, but
that's good.
But I think that's the point. Well, actually, yeah, I would say Lamentations kind of points to that too, right?
Yeah,
life isn't easy, but just stay faithful to God. That's all that matters.
That's it.
Yeah.
But for our new believers, you know, as we're talking about these two verses or these two that we read today, they got to dig deeper, get into their church, take courses for like men or even the women. They have women courses that will help them educate themselves. You know, everything's free too. There's a lot of free stuff out there, even online that, you know, they could sign up for. So it's something that we hope that these new believers that are listening take a little bit more action upon their own lives and not only continue to listen to our podcast, but to dig in a little bit deeper in their community,
mm-hmm.
their own
yeah.
churches.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Application.
All right. Well, this was meant to be a short, just quick encouragement for the week. We kind of dove in deep here on the first one, but
30.
We went to 30? Oh, okay.
I mean, minus like 4 at the beginning.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead.
Hey, that was good though.
That was really good.
That was good. And that's just an example of like fellowship, guys.
Yeah.
And like bringing things out. Cause we could probably go for another 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Just on those 10. Like we could, if we really wanted to talk about kids and because we're just hitting kind of a lot of the surface stuff here. And
yeah, people think the Bible's like, oh, this is just holy book. It's so hard to understand. Like, no, that's practical, man. Yeah. Read Proverbs. Like it's so practical. Yeah. And like, there's so much good stuff in here. And I promise you, it'll change you for the better.
It will. It's a decision you won't regret.
Amen. All right. Amen. We'll close this out. Prayer, you want to close it on it?
Yeah. Well, let me get my hat on. And the headphones. Lord, I just thank you today. Bringing these men over and guiding them in here safely so that we can just converse about your word, Lord. And hopefully get something out, even just mainly for ourselves. We're just recording these things for ourselves. Our own selfish endeavors to just hope that someone will listen to us in our family. You know, we care for everybody out there, and we know that there's a lot of knowledge in these words that you give us, Lord. And I just hope that people are prepared, their ears are open, and their eyes are open for these for this knowledge that they can apply it to their family and their kids, and just have a fruitful life, you know, and or just at least gain some understanding of why things are happening, or at least gain some peace. And I pray that for everybody today. And you guys go out and apply these to your life and, you know, and prosper and just get some understanding. Your son's holy precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.